call the March 23rd, 2023 order for the pledge of flags.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, council members present. Lisa.
Here.
Bruce.
Present.
Sue.
Here.
Karen.
Here.
The record, and I'm here as well. Record should reflect that Mayor Prater is on Zoom, as well as Borough Engineer Mark Bonick, and in attendance is Lori, Borough Secretary, Craig, Wastewater Treatment Operator, and two members of the public. Four, announcement of recording. The meeting is being digitally recorded by the Secretary for Assistance and Preparation of the Minutes. Is there anyone in the audience who plans to record the meeting? Hearing none. Move on to five, approval of the meeting agenda and any amendments.
I'll make a motion.
Bruce is going to make a motion first.
I'll second it.
Karen is making a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, we'll call for a vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstention? Motion carries. 5-0. Six, there is no action to be taken on minutes. Seven, public comment. Do you want to? You're not on the agenda now, but.
Oh, you can take. Hugh, are you going to make public comment?
Nope.
All right, so.
I mean, I would like to. I'm here on behalf of my father.
Okay, that's going to be on our. Mark, I just want you to be aware that Ron Engel Jr. is here. Probably to discuss the FLB letter that they received. So I did tell him, I had talked with Steve and Sam via email earlier and said we probably wouldn't need them. So we'll see what he wants to discuss and then we may have to table it and have him return. So,
yeah, on behalf of my father, owner of 504 and 206, we're in opposition along with Mr. McHugh to this. We believe that, you know, installing this easement will diminish the value of our property, you know, for potential development, et cetera. So we have retained an attorney, I believe Mr. McHugh has as well, and I'm just here at this time to express that we're opposed to this particular project. I can return at a later date, but just so you guys know why I'm here.
Okay. Have you guys responded to FLB at all?
I don't believe we have, no.
Okay.
So that's,
And what, may I ask, what's the latest date of the letter that you have?
January 13th, 2026, we received a letter regarding wanting to meet with us to, you know, potentially, I don't know, sell the rights to this easement or whatnot. I don't believe we're interested in doing so.
That means I'll just pass, I'll message them. And if we need to, we can always have them. Did you hear him okay, Mark?
Yeah, so I guess you're willing to have a meeting to discuss this concept, or what's your thoughts on that?
They're opposed to it.
We're entirely opposed to this. We believe that this easement, you know, would diminish the property value, as in, you know, in for future development years down the road, that you would then at that time have an easement, you know, across the property, and it would potentially prevent development of said property.
But I think there's an easement on your property already.
Well, there's an easement on one, but you're requesting one on a second property.
You own two?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
We own both 504 and 206. So you do, I do in fact have the paperwork here from 1974 when you were given an easement on one property. Unfortunately, we also own the adjoining property and you would need to go through two. So even despite the fact that you do have, you know, easement for one, you don't have it for the other. And I believe, Mr. McHugh, there are other routes where they could go with said wastewater.
Alley right between us.
We would potentially prefer that you use the existing alley, rather than, you know, come through our property, which I believe is a viable option.
Right.
I'm not so sure about that, but
go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, so I understand that you're both opposed to the alignment of the storm sewer line where it is today. I understand that. And I guess what you're telling me, you don't have an interest in discussing providing an easement along that alignment. If you I mean, there's a couple different ways that the borough and you and Mr. McHugh can proceed. But one way would be to have a conversation, have a meeting about ways to possibly resolve this. So I guess what I'm asking is, are you willing to have a meeting with our attorney and myself to talk about potential solutions to this problem?
What do you think, Mr. McHugh? Everything goes through my attorney.
He's seeking some sort of mediation. Is that what he's requesting? I mean, I don't think that's out of the... that seems like a reasonable request. I think we could do that, but in general, we're expressing our opposition to this project entirely.
But didn't they meet with you already once, Mr. Yes. Engel, and you and Mark? So yeah, what's the point of meeting again? You've already been there, done that.
Yeah, so maybe that isn't, you know... If it's been done once, you know.
I mean, that's
again,
just wasting time if you're totally opposed and we've already had a discussion and you're not willing to have any interest in the solution provided, then there's got to be, we've got to go a different, not necessarily a different route or a different legal route or whatever.
But we've expressed there's an alley between our properties and they should use their alley. And you know, if they ask permission, it's yours.
Did you hear Hubert, Mark?
I heard him a little bit. It's hard to hear, you know, based on this connection. I guess the question was about the alley.
Yes, they're saying that they would rather be down the alleyway.
Right. So we have looked at alternatives to reroute the storm sewer line, and there are a number of challenges with that. One would be the additional cost. The other would be that there's not currently adequate easements in place to put a storm sewer line, for example, along that alley alignment. If we wanted to go that way, we'd have to acquire additional easements from a variety of property owners. Also, the alley is very close to an existing house, which makes it prohibitive to construct a storm sewer line in applications. So we understood from meeting with Mr. Engel and Mr. McHugh, you know, a year and a half ago, whatever it was, that you didn't like where the storm sewer line is located today. And we've looked at options to put the storm sewer line other locations. In our view, that is not practical from a cost standpoint, and also from and the need to acquire additional easements to put the line someplace else.
Either way, you're seeking easements.
We can talk about that in more detail, and I'm happy to do that with you. I did not reply to the meeting tonight, or else I can be there in person. But if you want to have a meeting to discuss that in more detail, we can certainly do that.
Okay, so...
I don't want to waste the borough's time and money either. You know, it doesn't sound like we're really interested in it at all. So potentially, you know, another sit down isn't going to benefit anyone, is the way it sounds.
So they're kind of feeling that another sit down is probably not going to be beneficial if they're not going to move on their decisions.
Understood.
Okay, so most we can do is take the info, reach out to Steve and Sam, and then have a conversation with you, I guess, and figure out how we move forward. Yeah?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. I just wasn't sure if the letter, like, stated you had to, like, respond to him or not. That's why I was asking. But I have the date of the letter.
Well, they're requesting an appraisal or doing some way.
Okay.
So, you know, it sounds like you guys want to pay for the land. I don't think we really want to sell it either way. So the appraisal is kind of...
Well, I just want to message, like when I email him and say you were here.
You can even see what the last time.
No, I'm sure I haven't.
Yeah.
We keep copies of it. Like we all get copies of it. I just wanted, if I respond to him, I'm going to say that he were here in reference to your January 13th letter.
Okay.
So it's on record. You're opposed. We know where you stand.
Okay.
All right. Good. All right. So we'll move on to 8 then, Borough Engineers Report. You're hearing Tyler's absence.
Yeah. So the grant is in place. We have the design completed and the plans and specifications put together so that the job can go out and bid now. And that's important from a timing standpoint because the grant requires us to spend the money before September of this year. So it has been our recommendation, it still is our recommendation, to proceed with the advertisement for the storm sewer project. I recommend that the borough council do that this evening so that we can begin the process to receive those bids. And in parallel with that, we would try and work with Mr. McHugh and Mr. Engel and perhaps their attorneys, whatever, and try to work out a way to have this happen. But we would not recommend delaying the bidding because of the potential to lose the grant funding.
Correct. And then we did have a conversation at the last meeting that Steve and Sam are going to review the bid packet, and they did review it and said they had no comments. So that we could motion to send it to advertising.
Okay, I'll make a motion to send to advertising the bids for the stormwater project.
And
I'll second. Yeah, so Karen's making the first to advertise, and Bruce is making the second. All right, any further discussion from council or the audience?
How can you bid something out if you don't know where it's going?
Hubert's asking Mark, how do we bid something out if we don't know where it's going? And I guess the way Tyler explained it, we would just, if we're not at that point, we would do the sections that we were able to do.
Right, because we don't want to lose the grant, so we're going to do what we can do so we don't lose the grant.
Right, is that right?
Yeah, so the contract documents are set up to replace the existing storm sewer line in its current location.
Correct.
And if at the time of construction of that section, if we're unable to resolve the alignment of that storm sewer line, one option would be to let the existing storm sewer line just stay where it is. But the balance of the project could be completed. And if between now and the time of construction, which will be several months, we can resolve putting the line in where it is today, then that's an option, or possibly putting the line someplace else. But in either case, we should not delay the bidding of the project because this one issue has not been resolved.
So we have a first and a second. Do we have any other discussion? All right, hearing and a call for a vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstention? Motion carries 5-0. All right, so we'll start advertising.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Next is the COVID grant project at the sewer plant. So where are we with that? They still the sewer project at the plant.
The screener.
Yeah,
the screener.
I would think that Greg's probably.
Yeah, he's here.
Like the comment on that, so I'll defer to him in this case.
We're waiting for the contractor to have a pre-construction meeting. We just recently had a baby, so I think we were thinking hopefully this week or next week we would have it.
They're waiting for a pre-construction meeting. Apparently the contractor's wife just had a baby, so he's been, okay. So Craig's hoping in the next week or two.
Okay.
Land tech sewer connection, just kind of a placeholder, still placeholder?
Yeah, no response from DEP on that at this point, so that would just be a placeholder this evening, yes.
Okay. Do you have anything else for your engineer's report?
I do not, but I can hang on for number 9 if you would like.
Yeah, I was going to say, why don't you? Commercial and industrial customer required connections, that's what you were talking about before the meeting, right? You want to, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, perhaps better talk about in a workshop, but we kind of need to finalize that.
Okay. Craig was thinking that maybe we can have a meeting with you, FLD, and then maybe Bruce and I, just like we used to do with the committee, just to go over that stuff so we can get kind of back on the same page and then come back to council.
Okay, sounds good.
Effluent line repair update. I believe that we were just waiting on some nicer weather for J.O. and Bradley.
We agreed to chat, Tyler and I, and J.O. and Bradley were there.
Thank God, nicer weather is here, so that's good.
Yes.
Yeah, well, we just had the pre-construction meeting last week. J.O. and Bradley said they were going to wait till the ground falls out, but it is.
Okay. So, any time now?
Yes.
Okay.
They were going to come in, we don't know when. They were going to give Tyler a schedule shortly. And again, that was only 4 days ago, when they were going to come in and start clearing the land so that they can start.
Okay.
So does somebody need to follow up with that?
Yeah, I'm sure that you're probably going through Tyler's notes. So Craig said they had their pre-construction meeting last week. And then they were going to, Tyler had a timeline.
They were going to give Tyler
a timeline. Oh, they were going to give Tyler a timeline.
But again, I think...
Yeah, they have not notified us of their intent to mobilize at this point. Okay. We'll follow up with J&B and make sure we're in the same pattern.
We just met with them on Thursday, I think it was.
Okay. All right. Where are they accessing? Do we need to notify... Okay.
They're gonna come down through over the right of way.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
Permit extension, we're good on. And then next thing was sewer manholes on upper end of State Street.
I'm still waiting for Marky to give me a price. I texted him on my way here. I haven't gotten it yet.
Okay. And then what else do you got?
What else do I have?
Yes, you have.
We had Martin's Electric in here 2 weeks ago. They did an evaluation.
Yes.
That I'm still waiting for a report. We found a few things, but I'm waiting for their final report.
Okay. Craig's having a hard time hearing you. Martin's Electric was down at the plant to do an evaluation for Craig, and he's waiting for the report to come back.
Okay. Very good.
I'll share that with everyone when it comes in.
Okay. How long do you expect that to be?
I'm sorry.
How long do you expect that report to come back?
Like
2 weeks, a month?
I'll get a hold of. No, I'm hoping this week or next week to have it. I'll give them a call this week and find out.
Okay. What else you got?
That's about it until we get to.
How's the plant running?
Last month it was horrible. A lot of people took a hurt last month
with the weather.
It was bad.
There's still issues with the solvent being, are you ever able to handle that? The solvent was being put in, correct?
No, we can't really handle anything like that.
No, but...
Is it resolved?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
People are flushing like solvent? I don't believe that was...
It's
better, but it's not gone.
Not gone.
There was material coming into the plant that shouldn't have.
Yeah, it kills the bacteria and all that sugar. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. It's hard, I'm sure, to track it down. Yeah, well,
even
when what kind of solvent would it be?
Am I at liberty to talk about it? Or? It was an oil-based product that came in.
That's what I assume when you say solvent, yeah.
In periodic quantities.
Well, you guys did attempt to go to all the businesses and check, right? Mm-hmm. So it's coming from a private location, you think?
That's the tough.
We don't know. I mean, it's all theorized.
It is coming from the residential section of town, but we also have businesses in the residential section of town. Yeah. So we know it's not coming from the industrial.
Absolutely not.
But I mean, would it help for you guys to have additional hookups? Like, if more people started adding to the plant, would that be helpful for how the plant runs?
For that, our technology will only handle domestic waste.
Okay.
That's all it'll handle. So I don't know if there were any more customers that would take that away when you have foreign stuff coming in. Very high tech.
I know. Yes, it was a bad month last time, but that's not anything anybody did. It's just Mother Nature's way of cold weather.
We weren't not kind. A lot of facilities had a horrible time.
Yeah, the cold weather is not kind.
Bacteria doesn't like it.
Yeah.
I didn't like it. I mean, I do have other things that just, no, it's stuff that we started with,
okay.
Our committee. That's all.
Okay, all right. Okay, perfect. All you have anything else?
I do not.
I think we're good then. Well, do you have some time to hang on?
I do.
All right. Should I have him hang on for the grant and the lift thing? Yeah, just for a few minutes. Thank you.
Sure. You got it.
All right. So 10, Streets and Maintenance Committee. Grab shielding is still on here. It's still going to stay tabled on there. Because the salt shed isn't done yet. we did meet. I did have Lori include our minutes in everybody's packets so you can see what we kind of discussed and went over. The big thing is just getting
these projects,
the projects
and,
right, done.
Scheduled and correctly.
That's fine. Yes.
Issues that we're dealing with. So,
yeah.
And we're meeting now on a regular basis.
We're going to, yeah.
At least
2 months a month and sometimes more if we need to.
Yep. Try to keep everything on track.
I don't really think there's anything that we need to mainly discuss or.
No, because I think we're good.
Yeah. All right, building committee. I don't think we have anything for that right now. We don't think we need to fix the window pane right there.
Good evening, sir.
Huh?
Good evening.
No.
Good.
You're good.
I like it when people tell me they don't. Let me know when you want to meet.
Thank you.
All right. Bye. I'll send a message out to everybody and we'll figure out a date for time.
Thank you.
12, Fire Safety and Police Committee. Who told me that they you did.
I did.
Chief Peischer had messaged Lori and said that if he had to prioritize things on his list, that the supervisor role training would not be the priority, that the Safewood Designs detention bench would be his wish list. I will say that I'm not looking maybe to table this. I did talk with attorney or solicitor Ball this afternoon. He had some concerns about this and wanted me to reach out to Todd just to make for some safety concerns and stuff like that. So I'm gonna
table this on the agenda.
Maybe we'll put it for the April meeting. I'll put a message to Todd, just go over it with him, and then maybe when he's here at this April 6th meeting, we can have a better discussion with Solicitor Ball. I don't have anything else for that. Kind of committee two, we're moving down here. Budget, finance, insurance, and cable. Karen and I were supposed to meet. Life happens. We did not meet. It's okay.
My car broke down.
Life happens. I'm not blaming anybody. So we didn't meet, but we did do some emailing. We've started the sanitation letter. We're doing a Google Doc so we can share and work on it combined. And then I did send out, I had Lori put it, I had been, I saw Stephen, the Bangor Borough Manager, at one of our Plains Lake Hall meetings, and he had mentioned that they had recently did a landlord and tenant ordinance, so that was what was in the packet. It's just a sample, because we've been talking about it. It was very in-depth, so it's going to be a work in progress. We can kind of see where everybody wants to go with it, because I know that there's been ongoing conversations about doing some sort of registration and
starting. Look, I came in, you're going to make all the landlords, we're going to have to register? This is a good meeting for me to come
depending
to.
Depending on what we decide, eventually, but we're talking about it right now. Yeah, just a conversation.
It's more getting residents aware.
Like get notices, like landlords, sometimes we don't have the how to notify the tenants.
Oh.
It's just like, do we know who your tenants are?
We have rentals in multiple boroughs, and it just seems like in a lot of the boroughs, they just want to charge fees every year. Like Bangor just wants more money
time. Ours is more about contacting tenants about emergencies and snow removal
Yeah, because we did get noticed, like some of our tenants, like they didn't shovel.
They signed up.
No, but they didn't shovel, and we got contacted, and I had to contact them.
Stuff like that.
I thought you were, because in some of these boroughs now, they require either annual or biannual inspections, and it's become an absolute pain in the ass. And then they charge money, and it's owed more money.
And that's what the small little conversation Karen and I had about it is that's her concern. Is that at what point Are you over, like, you're just
overkilling?
Because it's funny, you know, you don't require, like, just an example for Bangor, they don't require inspections except for tenant occupied. Well, like, what? Why would you be, what, specifically punishing landlords? I'm just saying, it's funny, when you guys start this stuff, it's a slippery slope. When you open up to certain things like you're discussing, it's a slippery slope because once you require this, then you tack more things on and more things, you know.
I'm a landlord.
So it's a precedent thing. In some ways, it's a precedent thing. It's when you start monitoring this stuff, then it opens the door to additional things.
And I don't think we're looking to, like, feed people.
Okay, well, that's a realistic. Right. I understand.
Like parking for the snow.
That's you know, good. Yeah. So you would have the contact information for the tenants.
Water boiling when we have to boil the water.
Okay. You know, so just for notification purposes. Okay. I'm sorry.
We really need people who move in. I don't care if they move out. They can then let us know that though too, so they aren't on the list.
Right.
We really need to have people give us a contact for them so that they can get our one call.
Right. Oh, okay.
Without water shut off.
This I understand. Okay.
Any kind of water main leak, any kind of boil water, any kind of snow.
Because typically you would contact
because
the owner. Okay.
They call up with some silly comments or nasty comments because they didn't know. Yeah. Well, I'm sorry.
Quickly, the most humorous one I deal with is Rosetto has a moving permit. If you move out of Rosetto, you have to go get a permit and pay like a...
So Borough used to have one years ago.
I think they charge you like $10.
It was not. It wasn't a lot.
I always find it humorous.
But it's
Rosetto has
a way to try to get that communication.
Maybe that could potentially be it. Yeah.
We've thrown that around too, because how else? Not that we want money per se, but how else can we make sure that we have people communicating with us
regarding snow and water?
Because
and that I understand.
Then you have a car, space, a car, then you don't plow any of it, and
State
we
Street.
Can't have
borough
workers coming out.
You have a text system, you guys? A text system or a call?
It's a one call alert.
There's options on it.
Yeah.
You can do email, calls. I think it can do texting if you opt to do texting.
It's fairly reasonable.
Yeah.
But it's an automated alert.
Yeah. I was going to say, I think we get all. We get calls, texts, and email.
I know I get calls and texts.
It depends on when they click, what boxes they click off when they put the message on.
Yes, I got to click less boxes. I get too much.
I understand that.
The other challenge we have too is we're here and we're literally right across the bridge, and we all see the tenants who live here with New Jersey plates.
And they haven't registered in Pennsylvania?
Yeah. So where are they paying taxes?
That's a valid point. I don't disagree with you regarding that.
Which will make you, as a landlord, your taxes go up because we're not getting their earned income tax.
So we're not getting their taxes.
Portland's become like a lot of the areas, become a bedroom community because the cost of living has gotten too high in New Jersey, so people
It is what it is, but we should have their address.
We should be reaping the benefits from it.
So there's some small things, and it's not necessarily that's why I said Bangor was an example. It's not necessarily what we want to do, but
would also be helpful if everyone was on the alert system because
for the boiling water out. That I understand.
Not just that, but maybe then we could communicate because you, as the owner.
Newsletter. Okay,
now,
and I'm not even living here.
Out to your Portland residents.
They
I don't
receive
know that
it.
Your tenant is not one of the people putting some sort of solvent down that shouldn't be. Like, we can't get to everybody, and they're never home. You're not going to tour.
These are valid points. You guys are making good. My concern was more about the fees and all that.
It's more about the communication of the thing. Anything that you get, if you read through, your newsletter this month was very good, Karen.
Oh, thanks. I make the newsletter.
There's a lot of info in there.
She put a lot of info in this. Well, I don't even look at the date because I just think of it as the monthly newsletter, but I don't know what technically
it's bi-monthly.
Date. But it's got a lot of info on it. And I think that's what the tenants need to know because I don't know where they come from or what they think their sewer system is or what New Jersey allows.
Most people have no idea what their sewer system is.
But I think in a bigger city you get away with more because it's maybe more industrial, but this is not an industrial thing. And I'm not saying anybody's doing anything maliciously. You don't
know. Maybe they're not informed.
You don't know what you don't know.
And what's you would think it's common knowledge not to flush gasoline down the toilet. But maybe not. Or whatever, except whatever's going to solve it.
Or, oh, I'm just going to rinse this out and dump it. Yeah.
Or
even like for tenants, we have an egg hunt on Saturday.
You assume people are smart.
Right. Yeah, that's a good point. Do you guys have, wait, so Rosetta right now is struggling with, they're hooked up to Bangor Sewer, and they're having a dilemma where a lot of wastewater, as in rainwater,
is getting into the system.
You don't have that issue.
Well, that's good.
Because you're a newer system. You were set up recently, so you shouldn't have. Yeah. It dilutes it, is the problem out there.
Yes.
It
dilutes it. It's a horrible problem in it. Panardora.
Yeah.
There's just another food for thought, just because I like to. Because.
You guys have been very receptive, by the way. Thank you.
Information out, and I think it's important for information to go, however it gets out. But like, even with, think about this. A lot of truck drivers, like big truck drivers, don't speak English and don't know how to read English. So when sometimes you see when you see them on the roads that they're on and you think, what the hell are they doing? They can't read. And they just do. And then
it's really humorous because I have a Hispanic truck driver tenant. Do you think poor Israel is doing it?
No.
Maybe?
No, it's just that people come here, they don't speak English because why would you?
He speaks English.
But a lot of people don't read or speak English. It's a second language to them. And it's very, I work in the healthcare system, trust me. The questions I get, or even when I use an interpreter, it's crazy.
We're all going to become bilingual.
This is really, I'm actually entertained here tonight, guys. I'm happy I came. My dad sent me, I thought this will be awful boring. He's not that bad here with you guys.
No, you're not.
We're not.
We're not. We're actually really not a bad group. We're engaging.
We're trying to do whatever what's right.
We just
for
want
everybody.
The community to be good.
That's
trying
right.
To make
of course.
Decent.
Yeah.
Trying to upgrade the town, you know?
Yes.
Which will increase your property value.
Because we
are
small and we have very limited budget.
Well, this is the other. I mean, you guys sell a police board. Part of the dilemma we deal with in Upper Mount Bethel is we have these residents that have came from northern New Jersey and New York, and they come here because they want less tax, and then they get here and they want all the services.
Yeah.
They want all the services that they had. They want the police force. We don't want a police force. I mean, if you guys have a police force, that's cool. Upper Mount Bethel doesn't want a police force. Mm-hmm. We prefer not to have one. But they come from other areas, and then they...
But that is very true.
Ms. Brynn?
But that is very
this
true.
This whole meeting's getting recorded,
too. They come from another area to get away from it, but when they get here, they want all the luxuries they have there, here, and it doesn't work. We don't have the road systems. We don't have a lot of systems. We don't have the infrastructure needed.
No.
Yeah. And ambulance is a problem. I figured that out.
Gotta make do.
The ambulance situations.
Yeah.
Needs improvement.
Yes, it does. I don't know what the answer to that is. Yeah. So that's a work in progress, but it's not anything that's supposed to overtax anybody. It's
basically to get us rich.
No.
It's communication.
You guys, I'll tell you though, so we've recently been paying our taxes and the millage on Portland.
It's how?
It's compared to every, because we have
Yeah,
we
but
have
would
rentals.
You prefer a reassessment?
Well, that's not
that's going to happen anyway, probably. So
well, then your millage.
In comparison, so maybe it is because you have so few residents.
Yes.
But so, you know, so when I look at the service, you know, I don't know, your per millage is really freaking high.
Because there's only a few
560
people.
560,
right there. We know.
So I understand. I'm getting what you guys are saying here.
It's a really tough balance. Yeah. What's our borough budget? Less than $400,000 a year compared
is that
to
really
the
and Rob, please realize, other than Lori, you're talking to people who are paying that millage too. It's not just
it's
the
high.
Residents.
I mean, it's, you know, we own. I think we own eight. I think eight properties in the borough. My family and
It's high. It's high.
These are our homes that we live in.
Yeah,
we have
I get
to maintain
it.
Them, and we have to whatever, and we pay that millage too. We're not enjoying it, believe
and
me.
And you still need streets, right? You still
of course, yeah. So there's I guess it really just does. You have so few households
that's
to draw right. from to provide.
That's
so you know, in the past there were always mentions of you guys like joining Mount Bethel, but you like your own. Well, are you part of the planned sleep belt still? You guys
mm-hmm.
are still doing that?
Yeah,
but now Mount Bethel pulled out of that.
I can understand why, though.
We are adopted into it, yeah. Yeah, we're working on zoning it.
I can see how it would benefit you guys, I think, for other areas, because you kind of are built out. See the
we're built out, except for a few small little sections of the borough we're built out.
Yeah, so the point is, so this is kind of the sprawl that happens. This is part of planned sleep belt, where Penargil and these ones, they want to now, because Upper Mount Bethel isn't built out. You guys would like to come out into Upper Mount Bethel and tell us where to put stuff.
I don't know if it was so much that. No. So, and I don't want to get into that
yeah,
whole thing.
Fine.
It's about sharing it. So, if the waste fill, the landfill's out that way, wherever it is now.
Penargil, yeah.
Let's say another hauler comes into the area and they start looking at the township. You can go, they already have it. We don't need to allow it.
Yeah, I mean,
it's about sharing that.
Yeah.
So a lot of the boroughs have downtown.
Yeah.
Right.
Because
we have downtown.
If they say you have to have something and we have it as a group.
I bet at this
time,
you guys are grateful that you have the tax base from the industrial park.
It's not that much.
Really?
No.
We only have Ultra Poly.
Oh, because the other one's in Mount Bethel. Oh.
And
but
Ultra Poly's new building's going to be in Mount Bethel.
Yeah,
even
but there is still land in Port.
A small piece.
New Demi Road. There
the
is still.
There is
Portland,
still
land. And you guys could potentially receive from that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no.
But
we're
it's
wrong.
Not a lot of land. It's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Zoning is the necessary
evil. We go
yeah,
back to
right
the millage of our residents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a unique kind of situation.
We try to do a lot with the seems like the little we have.
Yeah.
Plus,
yeah.
When you get your tax bill, you go, gosh darn it.
Well, I'm glad I came tonight. I learned a lot from you guys so far. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. So if we're good with that.
Yeah, now I'm depressed. Okay, let's
yeah.
move on. We're going to move on,
now
to, the, we're gonna move on to the grants and the reason why I have Mark to stay on.
Sorry.
No, you're good. You're good. The generator grant. So for the Post Foundation, I did put in your packet, I played around with some Copilot, ChatGPT, whatever I was doing with my husband at home over the last week. I was like, how do I work on this? So those two bid things I put in there, I have gone back over the estimates proposals that we had received in both rounds that we reached out, because Michael had made the comment that they were apples to apples. So I pulled everything out, I plugged it in there, and it came up with those proposals. So we have the Post Foundation money for the generator, and then we also have now the money for that grant application from Mackenzie's budget pass of the $33,000. So Bruce has gone back to kind of confirm the quotes that he had gotten for the ramp/lift.
Correct.
I talked to Michael earlier, and the reason I asked Mark this down is Michael said at this point in time we probably should start kind of allowing our professionals, as he called Big Leaf, our engineers, to start helping us in this process. So as far as like us moving forward with the generator grant and the ADA compliant lift or ramp, whichever we end up deciding to do, do we just kind of send you, Mark, the info and let you look at it and then help us through the rest of the process to stay? So we want to stay within the money that we've gotten from both parties.
Right.
So do we come to you to Van Cleef then, or?
Right. Yeah, I mean, if the scope of the project is not that complicated, then the bidding process is also
not
complicated.
Okay.
So just have to clarify, you know, what has been prepared to specify what you're trying to procure.
Okay.
And if that's in line, then we just have a bidding process and make it happen. So.
Okay.
So do you recommend that we have a quick call with you, Steph, myself, Lori, to go over that.
Go over everything just to show you what we have so far, and then our money, our pots of money, and then
where we are in that process.
Where we are in the process before our next meeting.
Yeah, and if you want to, I mean, we could have a call certainly, or I could, you know, stop by for a meeting.
Okay.
And then also, we did before or after that, just send us what you have prepared so far and we can check it out.
Okay. And then maybe they would have a recommendation too as to whether we do the ramp or the lift to stay within the money that we got from the budget.
Right.
From the
okay.
Did anybody have any questions beyond that?
I think probably the lift would just be easier.
I personally think
that's where we're all
at. Yeah.
I mean, that's where we all are.
Yeah, that's where I'm kind of.
The issue is the vendors.
Yeah.
You know, approved and all that.
Yeah, and we both kind of were looking around online last week. I found a couple electrical contractors that are in the Allentown, Lehigh Valley area that are co-stars. So that would hopefully help out a little bit as far as if we could get some proposals from CoStar qualified, then you don't have to do the others.
And I'm waiting to hear back. We got one back from one of the lift vendors or ramp vendors that they are CoStar, so we're just waiting on the other two. So this will, in theory, be a simple process.
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah.
They gotta leave it up to the experts.
Yeah.
So when you say lift, you don't mean the ramp.
No, just like the single.
And it'll be out here though.
Put it, so the big flower beds that are next to the have to stay. So it'd be next to that and then up. So basically almost kind of where behind I'm sitting. And then there'd be like a deck to span over the flower bed to the concrete
slab,
or a bridge,
or
whatever you want to call it. I call it the plank, walk the plank.
So there'll be more room out there with all that
like
ramp stuff.
Yes, that'll be all on.
Oh, that's good.
And then maybe we could just do two pool and handicap spots, like
put two
right
handicaps,
next to
it. That's good. Okay, that sounds nice.
That's what we like to lean towards instead of
and that's cheaper too.
Aluminum monstrosity out there.
Yeah, that sounds good. I like it.
Yeah, so, all right, so we'll get you that stuff. That was all I wanted you to hang on for, so we'll get in touch with you. If you want to hop off, you're more than welcome.
Okay.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Personnel committee, I don't see it on here. It might have gotten left off, maybe in my notes to Lori. We did meet with somebody for streets. We were gonna just discuss it. I was gonna say I think we'll wait till the next meeting.
Oh, that's fine.
That way we don't have to do an executive session.
Yep.
And since it's not on here, but we'll discuss that. It's okay. Don't get.
Okay.
She's looking at me.
It's all right. Okay.
It's all good. It's not in a rush. There's no emergency.
Yeah.
So, but we did meet with somebody for streets, so to add for the summer.
Yeah.
To help though when we trim and keep stuff moving on.
Mm-hmm.
17, policy procedure, we kind of already discussed that with the Amber Burrow thing. So that'll leave us at 18 for community events.
Yeah, the big event is Operation
the big events.
Easter Bunny.
Operation Easter
Bunny.
So it's underway for Saturday this week?
Well, maybe.
It'll happen.
Come on now.
We're Sunday.
Come on, we got encouragement over here. Come on, we still have the chocolates. Come on, we got to do this.
Well, I'll do another Facebook post so it's fresh. Because right now I created the event. And I did post it like when I created the event. But we'll post it again. I can schedule it too. So I can schedule it to post, what's today, Monday. So if I schedule it to post tomorrow and just say, like, please be aware that the time published in one of our local papers is incorrect, so it is Saturday.
Or just then, say reminder.
Yeah, reminder.
I won't even put that in.
Yeah, just a reminder. And then I'll schedule it again for Friday. I can we'll just schedule a couple of
Where was it printed wrong?
The Belton Beyond, unfortunately, had it printed for Sunday.
Oh. At 1.
Date and time wrong.
That will create a big uproar when people come with their kids
for
an egg hunt. on Saturday at 11.
And that paper can't, doesn't come out
anymore. It's already in print.
They can't make a correction.
Well, she, Corey did email her to do an online correction. We haven't heard back from her yet. But I figure if we post it, hopefully, and then, is anybody on Chatter or Watch? I'm not on Chatter or Watch.
I'm better off not being on. If you want to be peaceful in your life, stay off all that
stuff.
We're
not. I'm not. That's what I call them.
It's humorous, though. It's kind of like Jerry Springer or The Slate, though.
I'm not on here.
It is.
It's a Facebook one.
I will ask.
It's a Facebook
one. I'll ask Ashley if she can share it. She's on here. She shared her fight company one for me.
Okay.
I'll ask her if I post it, if she can share it off to the Nether, The Slate, on the It's best you just stay off that stuff. It's toxic.
I agree.
But we'll see if she can share it, because then it'll get out there to a lot more people. Okay.
But at the end of the day, it's on Saturday.
Do you guys need help setting up?
Yes. If it rains.
What time do you want me there?
5 a.m. No.
I'm up. I might as well stop by.
I know you're an early
bird. 9.
9?
No.
Saturday or Sunday?
Saturday.
I'm kidding.
So Candy did respond that she apologized and said she'll put it on correctly.
Maybe a chilly morning, but that'll be okay.
That's all right.
Well, we just need 28.
We just need to get the eggs out and set up from here to there.
9 o'clock on Saturday?
Yeah. I think that would be the best time because it starts at 11. And I have the Easter Bunny set up for 10:30, quarter to 11, to be up here by quarter to 11.
Do you need candy still?
No.
No, you got enough?
No, I'm going to go buy more tomorrow.
Oh.
The stuffing is done. I got to buy more of them to stuff more for the littles.
Oh. Do you want me to pick some up? I don't. What's
no,
today?
No, because I got to do it tomorrow.
Today's Tuesday.
Okay.
He gave me a day all screwed up.
No, right. I'm on a time limit. I can't do it just whenever. I have to do it tomorrow because I go back to work Wednesday. So
okay.
I didn't know it would be as.
Oh, you're going back to work?
Okay. So 9 a.m. set up time Saturday. Anything else for you guys for right now?
That's good.
Do you want me to fill the bucket, by the way? I see them sitting there. For the prize bucket. So do you want me to take one?
It's up to you if you want.
No, they're here on the in front of you.
No, that one has eggs in it.
Oh.
There are prize buckets if you want to do what age group is.
Which is like, you did 3 to 6, right?
I did 0 to 3.
You did 0 to 3. And then, what's the next one?
It would either be 7 to 9 or 10 to 12.
There you go. And I'll take the other one.
Oh, I don't care.
Yeah.
Just tell me new ones.
Rock, paper, scissors.
Rock, paper, scissors. I'll do the older kids.
Okay. So I'll do whichever.
So 10 to 12.
Okay.
So there are 3 buckets here. There's actually 4, but if you want to pick a bucket. A bucket.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what bucket I'm doing.
Oh. And I have a bag. I have grass. I was going to say, I have one of the big settle bags.
I have them there too.
Okay.
And I have 20.
Because I think when I did it last year, I got a 2-pack, so I knew I had an extra one.
So whatever you need, I have.
I'll take it from you tonight.
That's right.
Okay. All right. Anything you're good, you said? All right. Anything for Cobb?
20.
Not
that, I know Lance was.
See if he speaks.
Yeah, Lance was at the last.
Ask him if he can speak.
I'm attending this.
He normally unmute himself if he can speak and then all of a sudden they hear him. Lance, you have anything for Cobb?
Probably
had a nice
stream with a little one.
Yeah.
Jason Little and somewhere.
What? Jason Little and somewhere.
Probably Jason or somewhere.
Not much, because he just gets so
very
similar. Okay. Yeah, so I'll be
kind of
stuck
to the
chairs.
Probably
historic and late.
Oh,
okay. Nothing for Cobb right now.
Okay. Are you available? Do you want to stay on for your mayor's report? I see there, it says updated resident information.
That's just with the emergency management.
Yes.
We talked about earlier. You guys talked about earlier.
Yeah. I did. I saw it. I saw it sitting here. Solicitor Gall also saw it in the packet when he was reviewing the packet earlier. So I got a phone call with a laundry list of things. And his comments for the form were that to make sure, depending on how we move forward with it, that it's made aware that it's a voluntary form. and that it is confidential information, that the borough does not share it with anybody, that it's for the emergency management plan, and for like getting the one calls out and the newsletters, etc., that it doesn't be shared with anybody, that it's confidential.
That's the other thing we need.
Excellent.
Information.
I assume that the 161, is that total postage? What's the 161 for?
It's
oh, to make that?
Each side, each one of us would pay that. The borough and authority. That includes the postage, like an estimate from the paper.
Oh, okay, paper and postage.
To do it, yeah.
Okay, but you're not, when are you looking to maybe move forward with it? Is it a work in progress right now?
As soon as we get.
Correct, work in progress.
Okay, all right. So everybody should review and get back with any comments that they have, or, okay.
Yes.
Okay. So work in progress, okay. Plan sleep belts, I had forwarded to Lori, so it was in the packet. So April 27th, right now, we are slated to meet with Hailstone Economic to start the community conversation about zoning. And you got it, right? Well, you didn't get the flyer, but you got my first email. Should have gotten it to invite for planning commission, zoning hearing board, council. I sent a big email.
Yeah. Got paperwork in.
Yeah.
That's where you want. Yeah, I got that. I think I turned it in, right?
No,
this is a meeting.
She's talking about a meeting.
For a meeting. We're going to have a big community meeting. We're going to ask. Yeah. So April 27th. It's a Monday night. It's the same night as this, but we're going to be at the firehouse because I'm hoping we're going to get a lot of community engagement.
Get the word out.
Oh,
She's going to come with maps, and we're going to start a conversation, look at where the zoning's laid out now, see if there's any changes people want to suggest or make. April 27th at 7. We're going to meet at the firehouse, though.
The bingo hall.
But we're going to try and get community members there. Do you want to
change zoning?
We want to have, not necessarily change it, but we're just going to look at our zoning now, and then all the boroughs that are still in the plan are all reviewing their ordinances with Hailstone. We're all having these community meetings. And then
who all are still involved?
I'm going to go backwards. Wingap, Washington Township, Panarjal, Rosetta, Bangor, East Bangor,
everyone's in.
Portland.
Huh?
The only ones that are not in anymore are Plainfield,
and
Upper and Lower.
The ones with that with land, you know?
Well, Washington Township's still in.
Yeah. Zoning, okay.
Not necessarily. Maybe there won't be any changes. Maybe there'll be just some changes in language. Maybe we'll combine them. Basically, they've kind of gone through ours and I forget which municipality. It might be Bankers. There's two that are super new, and we're just at our 10 years. Normally, you're supposed to update them every 10 years.
Yeah.
Like, look at them and do an update.
Yeah.
So it's just to kind of reevaluate it, see where we are now. Since the 10 years that we've done our plan, there's a lot of language changes and a lot of, they're starting to clarify a lot of the gray language areas that were in zoning ordinances. So they're just going to kind of go over a lot of that stuff, and maybe people will want to change the zoning map up there and expand the business or the retail. Like, it's just a conversation. We're just going to have it and see where we end up with it. But we're trying to get as many people there to be engaged as possible. So that'll be April 27th at 7 at the bingo hall. But she sent me, they made a flyer for us on everything, so I'll post that on. I want to make sure we're still on the same page, so now I'll post it on Facebook and we'll put it on the website. And then, is there a newsletter going out in
post office?
Yeah, post office. I thought about that, the post office on the board. Karen, when's the next newsletter due to go out?
February, March, April, May, and June.
Oh, so it'll be after, so we won't work for the newsletter. I thought only the other newsletter, but that's okay. We'll get some flyers out.
You could also do a one call.
Yeah, we could do a poll. That might, yeah, we could do a poll. Yeah, so,
so, I mean, they'll get worn out that much.
Yeah, it, I mean, who knows? I'm hoping we'll get more. We went down, I suggested going down there because she's going to bring big mats. And in here, even just for us, it's hard with the big mats. Down there, the tables are two together. There's a lot of area. If she wants to do a PowerPoint, Jim can get her hooked up to the monitors for us, and we can have it on the big screen down there. So yeah. I figured it was just better space-wise down there. Yeah. And handicap-wise. I don't want to, anybody to feel that they can't come do it. So, anyway. All right. 22, Slate Belt Rising. We're just quiet right now.
Stuff like that, we have 221.
Oh, we do. I just saw that.
It's okay.
Where are we on that?
21A. Just so you don't get confused when you start typing.
I never even.
You write 21.
Even reading down if I didn't even.
I just noticed. No, you catch it before.
22.
Because I don't really look at the numbers.
I know. I just kind of go down. I did put my earworm in Fred's ear that spring is here, so.
Did he clean up the bog yet?
How about taking down the Christmas decorations?
We're working on that, yes.
When
well, I took him around
cuddle?
The one day.
We got the bucket truck.
I drove him around in the bucket truck the one day, and we got the banners down, and now we have to schedule, it needs three people, so I volunteered, so.
Oh.
We're gonna go around and get the wreaths down, but we were gonna do it, I forget what day that he and Jimmy were both available last week, but we had bad weather then. So this week is, I said I wanted them down before the Easter egg hunt, so I'm hoping this week.
I can't.
We have the bucket truck. That's what, when I want silence, that's what I do. I get in and drive, and I put Fred in the bucket. I'm like, stop, there's a tree. Anyway, I want to start cleaning up the flower beds downtown so we can prep them for the stone for the grant that we got with the chamber.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to put some river stone in the flower bed instead of mulch. Well, the mulch just...
It doesn't last anyway.
It doesn't last. Mm-hmm. It's just, it gets that nasty looking once the river, and we're river town, so we're like river rock. Yeah. And we got our own grant money for it, so we're going to do some river rock.
We'll put down plastic, the black plastic.
We're going to put the liner down.
Yeah.
And I have river rock at my house, and we used landscaper mat this last time we did a section, and there's all kinds of stuff growing up through the microscopic holes in the landscaper mat. So I think we're doing plastic, heavy mill black plastic. Yeah. To block it, because...
Yeah, because otherwise it's just a mess.
Yeah. It just weeds the still from up through, so... 23 Liberty Water Gap Trail. I know that I did see an email going around that they weren't going to have a meeting until April, I believe.
Yeah.
I saw that. Yeah. It's a little tough this over the winters. Cindy is a ski instructor or whatever she does up at Camelback. So,
lift operator.
I don't know what she's doing there now. She was an instructor for real, but. It's hard for them to meet in the winter months because of her schedule, and she's the secretary, so they normally put it off till spring. So. 24 Old Business. Speed trailer sign. It's downstairs,
yes.
Actually.
It's downstairs?
It slid right in the back door. I was driving to Bethlehem on Friday, and I drove through Stone Church, and in front of this person's house, there's this little trailer sitting there. And I was in traffic,
yeah.
So I couldn't go, it didn't catch my eye till I was going past it. So I was on the way home. So on the way home, I slowed down, and here's this trailer. So I came back to the borough, I got Jim, we went down. I said, do you think this will work? It's brand new, it has never been used. They just put it together. It's a little 4x4 trailer. I'm like, how much do you want for it? Now we had priced them out. They were $500 when I priced them out. He's like, I'll take two for it. Jim's like, sold. Because if the borough doesn't want it, I'll keep it. I was like, okay. So we did buy it with the intention for gear. It's the perfect size for the speed sign. So it is here downstairs if we want to approve reimbursing me the $200. If not, I'm going to take it home. We're going to use it.
At your house. keep driving, slow turn.
Yes, I'm going to put my own speed signs up. But it's
I'll make a motion.
It's beautiful. It's perfect.
Why don't we wait till next week?
Yeah, it's fine.
Two
okay.
Weeks,
yeah. It's absolutely okay to wait.
Make sure it's all sorted. All
right.
Yeah, it's absolutely okay though that we can. Yeah, but I just it's here and I just want to see it.
Here, so.
But I was like, of all, you know, I was like, we're like looking around for trailers, and there it was. Especially. Because you're reimbursing me. I would prefer the language be
right, have him.
Correct? Yes.
You had a bill of sale for it?
Do I?
Did you have the bill of sale for the trailer?
No.
No bill of sale?
No. Thanks, Hubert. Why? Do you want me to get one? I'll reach out to
him. I'm just saying, if you have it on your street, you should have a bill of sale for it.
Okay. Okay. I can reach back out to him. I know him, so.
Okay.
It happened to be somebody's house that was in Mount Bethel Fire Department, so I knew. Yeah. But I didn't realize he lived there. But no, I did not. I'll make a note. But yes, there was a train. So it is here if anybody wants to see it. It's downstairs. Park and Ride tree removal is still kind of.
On the project list
until spring.
A little bit warmer.
That's not a priority.
There's nothing we can do.
No. Especially because it's going to cost a pretty penny to take some of those trees down if that's what we end up doing. Yeah.
See where all that money goes.
Mm-hmm. You put a bid out for a project like that?
It depends. Yeah, sometimes.
What's the minimum for a bid?
Yeah, so.
$12,000?
So, bidding threshold,
something
I think
like
it's 10.
It went up, I think, a few years
10
ago.
10 to 13. That's an old one up there. I know that's 2023. I don't know what the current amounts are, but you can get three quotes if you're between certain amount and then over.
Yeah.
I think 25,000 right now is, if it's over that, you have to send it out to bid and do prevailing wage.
It changed a few years ago.
So, we have to watch because that project will kind of. What we're looking to probably take down is. Gonna cost some money. It's lifting up the block at the park and ride, which is the parking lot down by Ultra Poly. We have some trees that, you know, at the time that they plant them, think they're gonna be right in there until they're destroying all the block you laid in.
The roots will do that.
The roots are just popping everything out.
Yeah.
So, is what it is. All right, 25 new business? You have anything, anybody? No?
Can
26, public comment on agenda?
Do liquid fuels, if you want to.
Liquid fuels?
Audit.
That they were here?
That they were here.
Yes.
No findings.
No findings.
We don't have to pay anything back.
We passed our liquid fuels audit. We do not have to pay anything back.
Wonderful.
Nice.
It's great. It's terrific. Compared to the last 2 years where we've had to pay things back because people didn't want to listen to what the rules were. Yes. So that's exciting. Liquid fuels on it is passed. Check. Public non-agenda? No. Executive session? We do not have anything to go over. We have no solicitor, so safer than to not. And we will adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
It is 8:02. Karen's making the first.
I make the second.
Oh my gosh, it's 8 o'clock.
Lisa is making the second. I will call for a vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Nobody's ever opposed.
Abstentions?
Motion carries 5-0. And our next meeting.
You can cite all of the meetings.
You're so funny, Lance.
Thank you.
Well, thanks to officially meet you. I know I see you at meetings, but.
Nice to meet you.
It was a pleasure, all of you.
Right.
You guys have a good night now.
Yeah, you too. Have a
good one.
You're welcome anytime.
Yeah, so thanks a lot.
I'm so afraid somebody's going to fall over. Although, at least I have the other one.